Welcome everyone. Thank you for coming. I just want to thank Mike and Diane for asking us to join them here in this beautiful little group. It's gorgeous. You can feel the atmosphere already. And the atmosphere is the disposition that we live in. And we exude that disposition. If someone walks in here angry, you would feel the atmosphere. What we have here at the moment is an atmosphere of love and appreciation. And I really can see that those qualities, appreciation and generosity, kindness, they are spiritual qualities. And that's how we've been welcomed into this home, with those beautiful spiritual qualities. What do I do with this?
Step just right on the edge of your thing in front of you. Put it right on the edge of that. Yeah.
I just don't want to. Yeah. So, you know, usually I'm the lessons girl. I can't help it. That's the way I do it. I tend to seek out things thoroughly. I don't want to play games. I want to know the truth. And we are so used to playing games in our own attitudes that we get misplaced, you see. And I don't want to be misplaced. Can I leave it there? Sorry. So, you know, you said to tell everyone my life story. My life story is irrelevant now. It's absolutely irrelevant now. It's like being in a boat, and as the boat goes on, there's a wake that is left behind, and you can see the wake as it goes. You're conscious of the wake as it goes. But that is an example of our life. It is the trail that we have left behind. The life, the quickening spirit, the life that I live right now is the energy, is the attitude, is the knowing, not the knowledge. It is the knowing that I live in. It's the feelings that this word brings to me. You know, in our heart, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And those feelings and that disposition that we live in is the currency that we use in exchange in our experience. You think that somebody else is your problem, but often we react according to the feelings that we have built up in our heart. So, become aware, not to condemn yourself, but become aware when I have a reaction to something, what am I doing? What is there that is there that is reacting to this that is going on out here? So that I know what beliefs I'm living in. Because I don't want to play games. I want to know why I react to things, not in condemnation and not to put myself down. It's to simply know what I am believing and what am I allowing as my experience. Is it reality or is it this world, as you put it, or illusion, as we've heard before? Is it this world that I'm reacting to? Then I come back to the center. So, you know, my life is now hid with Christ in God. I still behave. Boy, do I still behave. And I react. I react a lot. But I know that I am going on to know Him. And as I look into that mirror, I am changed. Line upon line, day by day, realization by realization. You know, I've been given two scriptures for this seminar, but as you can see, those two scriptures have just gone berserk. So we need to know what this physical world is. This physical plane that we live in. We need to know how it looks. And we need to know how it works. We need to know the opposites that we are constantly looking at. It's the nature of this physical plane to be in opposites. It's the way this world is. It's inside, outside, life and death, happy, unhappy, light and dark. These things, you know, the one that really gets me the most is when things go well, you just know that not too far away the kaka is going to come. You know? That's this world of opposites. And we've got to know what we're looking at to be able to transcend. Even that feeling, uh-oh, things are going too well, the kaka is going to come. That feeling is duality. It's living in this scene. It's living in this world. So, to me, if we understand it, then we can go past it. If we know what we're looking at, then you're not going to take it personally. And that's what we do. We take everything that we see, every judgment, every criticism, every happy thing, every good thing. We take it, we judge it. Sorry. So if we understand it, then we go past it. We can get past it. Concepts, you know, the concepts that we live in, the judgments that we make every minute of the day, those judgments, those concepts come from knowing the opposites that are in this world. It's a reaction to the good, the bad, the light, the dark, the good, the evil, the life and the death. And we look at these things, that concept gives me a reaction. So I'm constantly faced in this world with the appearance which causes the concept, and it comes through knowing this world, knowing the opposites. So this physical plane is life and death. It's partners. It goes together in this world. In this world, it goes together. But you see, what we are coming to is to transcend, be transformed from that knowing. Transcend that knowing to the source of all life, to the cause of all life. I'll give you an example. The sun, it is always giving light. Even if it's behind the clouds, it still gives light. The sun is the source of all light. But if we want to transcend this duality, we must go to the source. We must look at the light. The sun is the source of all colour, and without the light, there is no colour. Just think about that. You see, our life, our spiritual life, is a bloom. It's like the roses. Let's look at the roses. That we can't do that. That if we consider the lily, you have to come back to the source of all life. We can't make a rose be a rose. We can interfere with it and mingle with it and adapt it. But we cannot create it. It's created. It's living. It's done. You see, that colour that we see on those roses comes from the light. If there is no light, there is no colour. In darkness, you don't see the colour. It's through the source, the light, that you see the colour. And that's exactly how it is with our spiritual life. As we are in communion with that source or that that cause, as we are in communion with the cause of life, we bloom. You can't help but bloom. Someone who is a spiritual person, who has generosity, who has kindness, who has thankfulness, as they walk into the room, they bloom. Isn't that what we're looking to? Isn't that the peace that we want to live? I haven't got past the first, but that was just... So the first scripture is the scene of Pilate, Jesus and Pilate. Pilate is this story of Pilate is simply an illustration of man's knowledge being stuck in the physical plane, and insight is unknown to him. That's what we're going to look at this morning. I've got two scriptures, but I'm sure it's going to take me over five sharings. So I'm just going to do it slowly. I'm not going to hurry so that I make a point. I really feel that that's the same with our Bible we use. Sorry.
Yeah, let me fix it.
I'm making a mess of this. Stick it in my pocket.
Yeah,
good
idea.
There. Thank you. Can I do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as long as you don't hit the mute button.
Oh, have I hit the mute button?
Just this one. Don't touch that.
Okay.
You're good.
I talk with my hands. Can you tell? I express with my hands. Okay. So in this physical plane that we're looking at, to understand what it is so that we can transcend this physical world. Insight is unknown in this physical world. And that's the example. I mean, it was just a simple story, and I really tried to make something of it. But, you know, I had to sit back and be still and see what was unfolding. So Pilate asked the question to Jesus, "What is truth?" And I always thought, When I knew that scripture, I always thought that Pilate was actually quite interested in knowing what truth is. But do you know he wasn't? It was like saying, "What the hell are you talking about?" That was where Pilate was coming from. Sorry about the hell, boo. So he... Thank you. So he did not ask as an inquiry. Here was Jesus. And you know what Jesus did? He actually was presenting to Pilate an insight into the principles, into the life that was hid in his face. That light and that life was right there standing with Pilate. But he couldn't see it. He was stuck. He was sitting on the fence. He was in a place of authority, and that was his disposition. That was what he knew. That was the feeling in his heart. I'm in authority. And that was the currency that he was using as his experience. Okay? So, in John 18:35, Pilate says to Jesus, "Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Do you know that's the only question he asked, genuinely? Because he saw that this man really had done nothing. Why have they delivered you to me? What have you done? It was a mystery. It was a secret. And that, because he asked that, Jesus then presented some insight. But this is the point I want to make, that Pilate couldn't see it. He couldn't hear it. He was stuck in the physical plane. of his own authority, of his own ego, you know? I can do whatever I like, whatever. However, we all have it, and it all reacts in different ways. And this is just Pilate's way. So your own nation and chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done? Pilate then told the chief priest, I'm just bringing out the story. You take him and judge him according to your law, he said to the chief priests. But, they said, it's not lawful for us to put anyone to death. So can you see they'd already made up their mind? They already had murder in their heart. They didn't know. The spiritual being and nature that is all life was unknown to them. They were ignorant of the spiritual nature and true being. Man is deficit of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is holy. It is the action of the Father. The Father is rested. He's created it all and he's finished. He's done it. But he didn't leave us alone. He's got an action that goes with the principles of life that he's set in place. Why do the stars and the moon stay in their orbit? Why does the earth hang on nothing? Because there is an action, and it is called the Spirit of God. And that is what Adam walked away from in the beginning and said, I can be like the Most High God. But he came away with no power. He came away with no... how does it go? It's in here and I'll get to it. But there is a cause to life. God is the cause of all life. And that word cause means to an action which calls for a response. That is what the cause, that is what God is. It is an action of life which calls for a response. Have we got a response in our heart after hearing last night? Have we got a response in our heart as we listen over this weekend? We have. God is calling for a response in our heart, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you are thinking about, the thoughts that constantly keep us busy, what we think about expands in our life, in our experience. So be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you receive into your heart. That's why when you react to something, just look at it. Just watch it. Oh, goodness me. I overreacted. I said something that now I'm sorry for. One thing I learnt from Paul, he was my boss for 12 years, and he said to me right in the beginning, he said, Kathy, just hesitate and don't say anything that you're going to have to apologise for. I learnt a lot from that. It made me... not all the time, only 90% of the time. 10% of the time I still say what I shouldn't say. Maybe 80% of the time. But what I'm saying is I did learn from that, and I am learning. I am increasing in wisdom and in stature. Not by anything I can do, believe me. It's not by anything that we can do of ourselves. It's simply coming back to the cause and sitting in that spot where when my mind stops a sentence, there's a bit of a gap, and I listen for the gap. I'm constantly watching for the gap in my mind so that I can hear what is that intuition, that inner tutor, that inner tuition. That is where God speaks to me. It comes with not words. I never get words. I'd love to. Sometimes I just push my hand out. I want to know exactly. But it never happens like that. It's when I obey the listening ear and come to that place where my mind doesn't always stop, occasionally, but doesn't always stop. So I trick it. I wait for when it stops. And then I go into that place and just listen for the stillness. That's how I do it. That's my... So... Meditation, stillness, quietness. You will hear God speak. It's taken me so long. 24 years or 25 years I've known these two. It's taken me so long to practice, to come and to trick myself into hearing that inner tuition, you know? Inner tuition. Yeah. Sorry. Pilate told them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." But they said, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." Can you just see man's stupidity? Man is stupid. He gives himself away all the time. Do you know what is done in secret is always put out there in the open? You can't fool yourself and you can't fool anybody else. We're all the same. That's how come we know what happens out here. Because it happens here. You see, we think we're holding things back, but we're not. Because the same things happen to each one. You can't fool each other. You can't fool yourself either. So let's take courage. Let's take courage and look at it. As I say, not to do with guilt and not to do with self-esteem and not to do with criticism, but just to say to yourself, "Oh my goodness, I must be believing something. I wonder what that is." And I look at it, and as soon as I see it, it's gone. It might try to come back, but you see, I'll see it next time, sooner. You see how it works? Don't be deceived. So the chief priests had already decided that Jesus was going to die. That's what I started with, wasn't it? Murder in their hearts. That was the explanation, that man is deficit of the Spirit of God, because in Adam, in the Son of Man, he walked away from the Spirit of God, the action of God, and said to himself, "I can do it myself. You know, I can do it. I can do whatever I like." So, you know, So Pilate did not ask what is truth out of interest. He asked in an attitude of, "What are you talking about?" Pilate's inquiry simply was, "What have you done?" You know, man's existence is to survive, is to stay out of trouble. And this is exactly what Pilate was doing. We like to be right. We like to be secure. We like to point the finger so that the blame doesn't stop here. You know, this is how we're living in this physical plane. And as we see it for what it is, you can make a change. You know, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. That's repentance. That's simply change the location of your thinking. But I always thought, wow, I've got to get up from here and I've got to move over here. I've got to stop being human. I've got to be spiritual. And that's repentance. No. Just change the way you look at things, and you have the unction within you that is doing its own driving. It's called the spiritual nature of God. And then the things that you look at will change. Isn't that good? I love that. That builds my heart, you know. So we will get to Pilate. Okay, man's existence is to survive, is to stay out of trouble. He loves to be right. We love to be right. We love to be secure and without blame. This is the ego mentality that we're living in this physical plane. All our cultures, all our beliefs, all our religions, what else do we have that accumulate in our heart? They're handed to us. All these concepts of opposites that make my religious belief strong, they're handed to us. They're handed according to culture, according to what mum and dad told me, according to what church told me, Sunday school told me, according to concepts, according to experiences. I might have had a bad experience when I was little. You see, these are the things that are handed to us, and we receive what fits with us. Sometimes you'll see, you're selective, you say to yourself, no, I don't believe that. And so you dismiss it. Other things you look at, yeah, that fits. So you receive it and they build up in your heart. And as a man thinks in his heart, that is his experience that he lives out from. This whole existence that we're having is blind. It's asleep. We're asleep. Talking about Sleeping Beauty. It's death. You know what it is? It's unknown. The spiritual nature, the wisdom, the understanding, what Jesus presented and declared of the Father is unknown in this physical plane. We've got so many concepts that are handed to us. Our glass is full. There are so many concepts and understandings and learnings. Our glass is full. Do you know you can't get any more in there when it's full? Our hearts are filled with knowledge, and you can't get any more in. And when someone says something, you say, yeah, I know. I know that. Yeah. You know. You all know. Because we're full of it. Couple got it. It's all rubbish. It's all concepts taken in according to the opposites in this world. Okay. That's how this world works. That's how we build our experience. And we're deficit of the spirit. That's how come this war going on in this physical plane. And there's murder in the hearts of man. And there's unhappiness and happiness. There's cruelty. And there's also a sense of justice. There are a lot of good people to keep a reasonable balance so that we don't end up eating each other. You know, that's the good and evil that we're looking at according to the appearance. Because I tell you what, without that, without the law to teach us as a restraint, the law is good. It teaches us as a restraint, but it's not the true. It's not the reality. It helps us. It restrains us. It keeps us safe. And that's how come half the world is good and half the world is evil, and it's keeping a reasonable existence for man. But if you look at it, the war, the hate, the anger, the frustration, whoa, I don't know what to say to that. It's deficit of the spirit of love.
Right.
That's the only way man can do that to each other. Because there is no spirit. The spirit is the reality. And if I sit in here with a spiritual understanding, what do I see? I see beauty. I see holiness everywhere. I see Christ in you. That's all I can see. I don't notice anything else. And I want to get to that place 100% of the time. I'm there this much. But I know it's true, and therefore I grow in wisdom and in understanding. So, that's this world, and that's where Pilate couldn't hear the inside. I did write down where the... Oh, yeah, it's coming. So, Jesus entered into a world deficit of the Spirit. And I found out in the other scripture, I'm not going to go there now because that's probably for Monday or Tuesday, whenever I'm talking, but where Jesus said to the woman at the well, that was the other scripture. You get two scriptures. You get Pilate and you get the woman at the well. And he said to her, if you knew who it is that is talking to you, you know that who it is, he is saying, I am the same as God. If you knew, I am the same as that principle of life-giving, flowing river, spiritual action, which is the spirit, which man is deficit of, but it's here because we are born again. Why? Because this world is a lie. He said to, was it the Pharisees? He said, what did he say? He said, you are of your father the devil and he is a liar. and that's all he can talk. That's all he can say. He's the father. I can't quote it, obviously, but that doesn't matter. So this world is a lie. It's a lie. And as we see the difference, you can dismiss the lie and go with the cause, which is constantly in you, calling for a response to bloom, to be the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? So Jesus, the light. And that light is in every man that comes into the world. We may be deficit of the Spirit, but there is a Spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Some point in time, an inspiration in me began. Probably the first time I went to Karen's house for a meeting, and I sat there and I did not understand a single word. I tell you what, over the head. But I knew, and I said to myself, for some unknown reason, if anything ever goes wrong with me, this is where I want to be. I did not know. It was about 2 years before I actually got sick. So I did not know that that was coming. When I was listening in that first meeting, I started to cry. And I bawled my eyes out. I'm sitting there going... You know how you get that sob from down here? I was doing that. And I didn't really even have a reason. There wasn't any picking on me or anything. It was just the word that was being spoken. And right at that time, it quickened in me. And I had no idea of what was being said. No idea. Didn't understand a word. Just knew that this was where I had to be. So... that is the light that is in every man that comes into the world. Excuse me. So this light brought attention to the nature of the Father, bore witness to the nature of the Father, testified to the facts of the Father. There is evidence that we are this spiritual life. We're not this physical plane with a personality. You see, personality is simply the mask that we wear, or the thing that I think I am, and it's a role that we play out in this physical plane. I'm a nice person and I'm shy and I always behave that way. Forgive me because I'm not outspoken. I always behave that way. It's the role that I play out. Maybe someone a long time ago told me, oh, she's a very quiet little girl. So you begin to be quiet and then begin to say, I'm shy. And that becomes part of the character. This is how the personality is built, and this is the role that we play out in this world. Have you ever watched yourself play out the role? Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's fun. Don't do it in a critical way. Just watch. Oh boy, that came from somewhere. I wonder where that came from. So, Jesus testified to the facts he has perceived of the Father. He brought and ushered in. Jesus ushered in understanding and wisdom, inspiration. You know what inspiration is? It's simply you being in spirit. And as we are in spirit, we hear of the Father. We're not hearing the lie because we're in spirit. Think on these things. Abide in my word. As we abide in that word, it is inspiration. We are in spirit and we hear of the Father. You know, for me personally, I keep finding that any time that I talk, it's always along the lines of this word that comes. I'm looking for how to practically apply it to my life. It's a very practical, living, quickening spirit right now. You know, the thoughts that this living, dying experience, the things that happened in the past, the thoughts that I have about the things that happened in the past are the thoughts that I project to the future. You see, and then I've only got past and future. It's never the now. In the now is always perfect. In the now, there is no fear. In the now, it's always beauty. In this world, the past thoughts are the ones that I project to the future, and it becomes my experience. It's never now. God is presence right now. And as I am in that presence, it's inspiration to me, and I can hear of the Father. So here is the difference. Jesus brought the light into the world. He brought the sun back so that we could see the colour. We were in darkness. It was unknown to us, and the light has been ushered in. Okay? So this is the difference. Jesus handed to Pilate insight to truth. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were, my servants would fight for me just as they would do in this world. But my kingdom is not of this world. He said, If my kingdom was of this world, my servants would fight so that I wouldn't be delivered to Pilate. I wouldn't be delivered to the Jews, he said. But now, my kingdom is not from here. So if it's not from here, what is the insight? Where is he from? What is he talking about? And because Pilate had no idea of that power, that presence, that intelligence, that invisible intelligence that Jesus was bearing witness to, he said, "My realm is not of this world." Pilate said to him, "Are you a king then?" Pilate asked the question, "Are you a king then?" Jesus said, "You say rightly, I am a king." This is the insight. "You say rightly that I am a king. I am declaring, just by being here, being the light of the world, Jesus is declaring the original existence of spiritual being right now, not in the past and not in the future." He was explaining or presenting. He wasn't explaining to Pilate. He was presenting an insight. It was up to Pilate if he was interested, if he was of it, if he could see anything, if he had a feeling about it, if he was around it, of it, up it, down it, in it, out it. There was none of that. There was no being of the truth in Pilate. And this is what we're looking at in this physical plane. If there is an interest, pay attention to the interest. "My son, pay attention to my word. Incline thine ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Pay attention. Keep them in the midst of thine heart," because that's where the issues of life come from. "For out of your heart comes forth the issues of life." Out of your heart. Out of your own heart comes forth the issues of your own experience. Somebody else we think did this to me. Somebody else we think did this to me. But if I had no reaction to the somebody else, it wouldn't be an issue. You see, keep your heart, it says. Keep your heart with all diligence. Be careful what you listen to, for out of your own heart comes forth the issues of life. That's in Proverbs. Proverbs? Yeah. So Jesus said to him, Pilate said, "Are you a king then?" Jesus said, "You say rightly, I am a king. I am declaring the original creation. I am declaring the invisible intelligence, intuition to the unknown. I am declaring the nature and the love, the harmony, the order, the perfection, the beauty of holiness. I am declaring just by being here. It's in the world. And if you want to see beauty, you can. In the worst situation you are in, you can see beauty." I did that in hospital, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I had a plate full of... and I couldn't do a thing about it, so I said to myself, okay. And I heard it, you know. I actually said to myself, what am I going to do about this? Am I going to go mad at them and tell them that, you know, I pay good money to be here? Or am I see beauty? Came the impression, see beauty, see beauty. I had to practice it, but by the third meal, I tell you what, it was yummy. That was a lesson. And do you know what? Every time I see something that I'm not happy about, it comes back. Because of the experience that I had, it comes to see beauty. Okay, all right then. So this is why I came. This is why I came. To mark attention, to bear witness to the truth. To mark attention, to carry the load. To carry the load that we feel. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and easily entreated. As you can see, I'm not good at quoting. So, here we go. So, Jesus said, "You say rightly that I am a king. I am exercising the highest idea of life, the original, the first rule of action, which is the Spirit. I am bringing back to your remembrance the first original creation that you are. And I am bearing witness to the nature of that order, harmony, prosperity, love, truth, beauty. All those qualities, kindness, generosity, gratitude. I am bearing witness that that is your nature. You are not what you think you are. That what you think you are is not the reality. But we're so used to functioning in that we think we are, that we've lost the sense of reality. Now there is a bringing back. And it's simply a being still so that I may hear what I am originally." And that was said to Moses. Moses said, "They want to know your name. They want to know who you are, God. They've asked me to find out who you are." And God said, "Go tell them I am that I am as a memorial so they will remember who they are." That remember who you are is not a physical experience. It's a spiritual experience. It's not on the physical plane. You will never find out who you are on this physical plane if you look for who you are in this physical plane. You will never see it. It will be one therapist after another therapist. It will be one trouble after another trouble. It will be one religion or one
group.
That's a better way to put it. One group after another group. Why? Because the interest runs out. Because it's not changing the way I look at things. If we change the way we look at things, the things we look at will change. As I change my position from this physical plane to this light that Jesus declared, the things that I look at, the war, the hate, where is that gone? It's finished. It's changed. It's changing. The things I look at will change. There is no more war. It's finished. It's only because we believe that there is war that we see the war. You see? Hey, your life.
Wow.
It's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful word because it changes right here, right where I am. I now know when I am living in the past thoughts. And I can see myself projecting them. No way, I'm not going on that bike. John bought me a bike, a two-wheeler bike. And he said to me, "Kathy, it's a better bike. It's for down at the beach so that we can go riding." And I love riding down the beach. But I had Jenny's old bike from when she was about six. And I loved it. I was safe on it. I could get my legs over it. And I would enjoy riding. And John goes out and buys another bike. I said, "No, I'm not riding that. No way. I'm not riding that. I like my bike. I like the way it feels. I like what it does. It protects me. I'm secure. I feel happy in my own bike." And he said, he didn't give up. He he nagged and nagged. He got on his new bike. And he nagged and nagged until I gave in. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. So, do I want to be right or do I want to be kind? I wanted to be right, but I decided to be kind. So I got on the bike, and do you know, automatically my feet start pedaling and automatically my hands keep a balance without me even trying to think about pedal to keep a balance. It just comes back to you automatically. I hadn't been on one for quite a long time. And this is what knowing is. This is what that original creation is all about. This is what Go Tell Them as a Memorial is all about. It's about not the knowledge that I have built up. It's from the experience that I have had. And as we sit on the bike again, because I've had the experience of riding a bike, I sit on the bike again, my feet automatically begin to pedal. My hands automatically begin to keep balance. Do you see? That is what knowing is. And that is, as we hear I am that I am, I begin to ride my bike. I begin to ride my spiritual nature automatically. Why? Because it comes back to me. You haven't had that original experience for no reason. It's to bring the reality to our experience right now. Not projecting our past experiences to our future that keeps us in the same old thought pattern. That keeps us the same. Why do I keep getting the things that I don't want? Why do they keep happening to me? Because the thoughts that I thought, I project to the future and they become my experience once again. Now is the day of salvation. As you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. That is changing the location of your thinking. That is repentance from relying on this physical plane of opposites to give me the concepts I need to know who I am. Can you see the chain of action? That is the dying daily. Die daily to the concept that has been built. If your glass is filled with concepts, you can't fit any other thing in. Just make room. So, what time did I start? Sorry.
About an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just continue. Okay, man's attention is in darkness, in this physical plane. And in darkness you cannot see. Therefore, Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" You see, the insight was, "For this cause have I come into the world." The insight was to Pilate that I should bear witness to the truth. That should have got his attention. Everyone who is of the truth, when you are interested, when you fellowship, when you are even out there asking like you did as a child, what does this mean? Why are there so many religions? Why can't we all be in agreement that God is God? Why are there so many different opinions? That I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone of the truth, if you're interested, if you're about, if you're from, if you're in front, if you're in the back, if you're out, if you're inside, if you're outside, if you're through, if you're under, if you're with. That's what it is to be of. That's that simple little word,
preposition.
Of. That's what it is. It means that, hang on a minute, I like that. You see? So the insight was, for this cause have I come into the world, that I may bear witness, so that you may remember your original experience in the beginning. As son, we are meant to remember that. And that's why we need to be still. To come to that place where we remember our experience in God, in that spiritual nature. He said that I should bear witness to the truth, and anyone of the truth, if you're all those things, inside, outside, up, down, about, around, all those things, you will hear the voice. Okay? There was another insight. Oh, yeah. Okay, so he said to him, therefore Pilate said to him, what is truth? Now, as we know, Pilate was unaware. I've lost my track. I'm coming back to my track. Do you know, Pilate went out and he tried to find a way out of putting Jesus to death. He tried to... Because even though he said, what are you talking about, or what is truth, he still had some witness within himself that tried to avoid putting Jesus to death. He asked him, what have you done? He could not see any reason to put him to death. He told the Jews, I find no fault in this man. But they cried out with murder in their heart. They cried out, don't free him, free Barabbas. Now, Jesus presented to man, just like Pilate, a glimpse out of darkness. He presented to man insight. Man has not known this kingdom, this invisible Spirit of God that connects us to our original being, our spiritual being. Pilate's attention was on belief and on concepts, on culture, on history, and on opinions. All of these things, beliefs, concepts, cultures, they come from our generation that went before us. Our culture, our history, all those thoughts that we know were our experience, we project to the future, and history repeats itself. Not just as individuals, but as communities, as countries, as nations, and as a whole world. You see? So man is not knowing the potential that he has within him. He does not know the power nor the presence. Jesus came as a cause. He came as the Father, the cause of all life. Do you know that word cause simply means to call forth an action. To call an action. Is that correct? Hang on a minute. Yeah. Here it is. This cause, Jesus came at the same as the Father, he told the woman at the well. I came the same as that. I came for this cause have I come into the world. Now that word cause is an action which calls for a response. He came to call a response in man. He came to call forth the light that is in every man that lights up every man that comes into the world. He came to call that response. We couldn't do it on the invisible because we couldn't hear any longer. So he came to declare the true nature of your spiritual being. And in declaring, and as we look at that in the face of Jesus Christ, it calls forth a response to that reality. And we are called out of the light, out of the lie. And that light is called forth as a response for us to live our true nature, for us to live the true reality of life, for us to live in love and in peace, not in guilt, not in fear, not in discouragement. Do you know, criticism, hate, anger, apathy, especially guilt. Guilt is the lowest level of energy that you can live. The next level is death. It's the lowest level of understanding that you can live on. But you see, as Jesus calls for a response, we get a little bit higher. We might get angry. I got angry that I was kept in darkness through religion or through... I got angry with them that they took away the Bible and was preached to me instead of me being able to read it for myself. I got angry with them that they kept the truth. Seemingly, they kept the truth from me. You see, but as I got angry, that spurred me on. It generated me. It was enough energy in anger, better than guilt, to want to know more, to want to come up higher, come up to the mountain, come up and see. And do you know that courage... To take courage is the first level of the... It's the beginning of wisdom. Whatever fear that you may be facing, whatever scene you may be looking at, take courage because it is the beginning of wisdom. And it has within itself its own unction to bring about a response to come up higher, come up to peace, come up to love. It's a higher level of energy. And as you look at peace and as you look at love, the things you are looking at will change. Do you see? It's our own responsibility. Our own experience is our own responsibility. But it's not something you have to do. You're simply responding to the ability that is within you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the substance. You are substanced to hear intelligently, not without the power to choose. You have the power to choose. You have the power to be ignorant if you want to. But in the hope that you will choose rightly. In the hope that you will choose rightly. Okay. So, Jesus offered insight to what was unknown. And we do this coming together. We offer insight to what is unknown. He offered a glimpse out of darkness. Pilate saw only this physical world and its observations. For this cause, Jesus said, for this cause I came, for this reason I came, as an action. God sent his action to call a response from within man. And there is a response. The Spirit of God is here. And it's not going away, you know. It is a principle. And that principle, that word cause, which is God, is a principle of life. And the principle is, this is just how I learn of the scriptures, and it becomes a practical way of life for me. It's the words give, gush, effect. That's the word cause. God in me is giving. It's actually gushing to give forth life. That gush is the action of the Spirit. To have an effect so that the roses bloom. So that the sun is in the sky and we can see the colour. I think I'll leave it there. Thank you. We will hear more about this give, gush, effect, to have effect. We will hear a lot more about it because it's just overwhelming me. So thank you, everyone. You're beautiful. You all just, do you know, you just sit there and listen. I love it. It just makes it come out of me. Thank you.